Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, we chatted with Perth's own Tim Minchin.
Captain Paul was in the building, we did a bit of reminiscing.
And we surprised him with a very special guest, and we got in our former boss, Linda Wayman.
After you get this Claire, Matt and Kimber catch-up, get great savings at Chemist Warehouse.
Claire, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Foxtel right now proving to be a hit, and the word is getting out about this new Tim Minchin thing called Upright.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the line right now. Tim Minchin, you mentioned Prodigal Son, man. He's a Perth favourite, and he's back in Australia, of course. Tim, how are you, mate? Welcome.
Hi, good. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Tim.
He's back.
He's back, baby.
Yeah.
After so much time overseas, most Aussies love coming home, and especially if you got to film in the outback. What does the outback do to you? Is there something special out there?
I've done the Nullarbor a couple of times, once as a kid and once with my wife just after we got married, and they're some of my favourite memories. Filming this thing was, there's just something about Australian dirt. It is magical. Beautiful. I loved that this was the first project I got to make after re-emigrating, or whatever the word is.
It is a magical place and a frightening place too. I mean, we're a similar vintage, and I remember we went across the Nullarbor before it was sealed in the old family Valiant, and I still have images seared into my memory of that vastness, and it is a quite a frightening place.
I guess as West Australians we get to look out at the ocean, but infinity doesn't feel very far away. You've just got the horizon and there's Roddo, and it doesn't, there's something about those straight roads. There's not a single human, and often there's not a single animal apart from a couple of eagles chewing on a carcass.
Yeah.
And then the road just diminishes into a vanishing point that feels infinitely far away. And it does. It gives you a sense of, what do they call it? Cosmic vertigo. You
know? Oh, yeah, nice.
Mm. Yeah, cool. And you've been so busy, Tim. I mean, you're doing the Groundhog Day musical. I loved Matilda, and I am not a musical fan, but I saw that and went, oh, my God, I think I like musicals. Can it for me again with Groundhog Day?
You'll like Groundhog Day better. I mean, it's smarter and funnier and darker. It's a proper grown-up musical. It goes from, like Upright, really, it goes from silly to tears, you know, in a single gear change. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Australians think of it. It's pretty wacky.
Now, Tim, I don't know how you can answer this without, you know, having that unenviable position in Australia. If that bloke's got tickets on himself.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, you really are in a sweet spot in your career where you can do the projects mostly that you want to do. Where do you go from here? What's next?
I've got where I hoped. Well, didn't even dream I would get in terms of acting. So I've done a proper lead role in TV. I feel like I've hit everywhere I could possibly want to hit with musical theatre and comedy and acting. And I've got an album coming out this year, next year. I might do another TV show and write another musical. And now it's just about rotating it and trying not to drop a ball sort of thing. I'm so lucky. It's utter bollocks what I get. let me do. I'm absolutely blessed.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. It's almost 12 years since that Ray Fazio, the local boxer, made that movie. You were in that Two Fists, One Heart, and I believe an Upright in an upcoming episode. You do a bit of boxing yourself.
There's a fight in episode 7. In fact, I punch someone in episode 2, and I think a bit about Ray. I think about him quite a lot. Yeah, it was a great thing that they did with that film. An amazing, proper Perth story.
Absolutely. Tim, good to talk to you, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thanks
have a great
so much.
Day.
See you, mate.
All right. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Hey, good to catch up with the one and only Tim Minchin.
Great.
Yeah, brilliant. And, of course, Tim's show, which is called Upright, which has got a lot of people talking as we speak across the land. You can check it out on Foxtel. It's streaming right now.
Way to make me get Foxtel, Tim.
Get into it.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Mix 94.5's Bare Your Bum for Bowel Cancer.
Go on, give it a crack.
We are less than 24 hours away from this amazing culmination of a campaign for Bare Your Bum for Bowel Cancer, and also to say goodbye from radio for our mate Captain Paul. Good to see you, bud.
Oh, should be back. We get sad.
Yeah, we are all sad.
Tomorrow is going to be pretty huge, yeah.
Well, all this week we've been having people come in and, like, sort of play tribute to you, and we've been, like, remembering things and laughing about our memories of working with you all this time, and it's all been really fun, but I think there's this looming feeling that tomorrow when we have to say, oh, we're not going to have you on air anymore, that, like, I think it's going to be really upsetting.
I know. I was talking to my family. I'm already starting to feel it, so...
Mm. How good was the Queen's message?
Oh, sensational.
Oh, it was beautiful, yeah. Mate. God, she's a big fan.
she got you confused with Prince Andrew, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Have been some messages coming in. This is from one of our former producers and a sweetheart in Bree. Have a listen to this.
Hey, Captain Paul. It's Bree here, your producer from a few years back. Absolutely loved working with you and think about our mornings fondly, your love of a good snack, of your dog Bella, and your jokes, obviously just such wonderful memories and so happy that you're being celebrated like this. And wishing you all the best. My favorite joke is this one. What is the difference between a lobster with breasts and a dirty bus stop? One's a crusty bus station, while the other's a busty crustacean.
Hey! Nice!
Oh, Bree, very nice.
Breezy, breezy. I miss her when she's here.
Yeah. Well, lovely. This is what it's been about, all the memories of you and tomorrow culminating in this, all of us getting our bums out. If you wanted to see our bums, all you had to do was ask, mate.
Yeah,
it didn't have to get this big.
What do you do? Some more guests who we've had on the show.
Yep.
This is probably the group that joined us the most while you're on the radio, Paul, the crickets. Are you jokes?
Yeah, they're going to miss you.
They haven't had a gig since you left.
Oh, what's going on? Actually, one thing we talk about quite often is if we say something silly and the rest of us are moving on with something, you'd be the one laughing at something stupid we'd said.
Yeah.
We've been missing that.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I've been feeling very unfunny.
And the good news is too that now you can fall asleep in your own time and none of us are going to be on your case about it.
No.
Because you have enjoyed the odd nap in the studio at the wrong time.
Yes.
A few of those.
A couple of naps.
Yeah, we have proof.
It's 16 degrees at 7 o'clock. Hello, I'm Jennifer King. First with traffic, what's the latest, Captain Paul?
Cue producer Tom running like a madman.
Yeah, everyone running.
No, still waiting for you, Paul. No, still not there.
No.
Hang on, is he coming?
Look, his face, Bella.
Officers have joined homicide.
She has moved on.
Such a professional.
Tim King. Love it.
Producer Tom found you laying on your back in the studio having the best doze since the last one.
Oh,
yes. No, sometimes the pressure of Rowley Road gets to Captain Paul and he needs a little lay down before he does the traffic. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Oh, Matt's Hits From Your Hood would not be Matt's Hits From Your Hood without what you've contributed. Both so in getting many. Me lost no. and giving me crap suggestions.
I hope you did my good song.
Yeah. Oh, so many wonderful offers from you. Really, a lot.
Yeah. You want to hear this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
The drinks at Coronation, a give a beep and leave the bar. Nothing smells like a fart, but not in Queen's Park. I live in Dutch, not in Medley or Henry. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a ham in the making. I thank you very much, ma'am. I was living in Beckenham. Belga, Belga, baby.
Oh, our favourite.
Yeah. Get you the next edition. Belga's the place. If you off your face.
Hey. So many valuable contributions to the effort.
Oh
really?
So brilliant.
You're undiscovered genius, really, aren't you?
That is so funny. Captain, we're looking forward to a big morning this morning, mate. No, tomorrow morning. We're going to be down there at the beach.
Beautiful day too.
Yeah. It's going to be a hot day tomorrow, 41 degrees, but it will just be warming. It'll be probably in the mid to high 20s by the time we bear our bums for bowel cancer.
I've got a bit of tan on mine in the last couple of days.
Did you? Oh, you're going to be very careful, aren't you?
Oh, and the best part is you are going to be surrounded by love. The enthusiasm of our listeners to get down there and bear their bums has been overwhelming.
Mind-blowing.
It is just... Yeah. They haven't even thought twice about it. Everyone's gone, bear our bum for Paul. Heck yes. Yeah. So it's going to be... It's just sensational.
Yeah. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Good mate, Captain Paul is with us. Everywhere we go, people are asking. A woman at the Greenwood Cafe asked me the other day, how's your mate you're working with? And I said, he's going well. He's working his way through it with his usual sense of humour after your cancer diagnosis.
You gotta laugh.
You do, don't you?
You gotta laugh.
And because you've been around so long, so many people know you just everywhere in Perth. Either they know you because they've listened to you or they've gone, I've worked with Paul.
Yeah, everyone knows you. So bizarre. Yeah. I've got some old photos. It's you with your plain old Chucky and
Chucky.
We're going to be putting these photos up on.
It's going to be so many photos that I haven't seen for ages.
Social
and notes. I lost all my my camera stuff from back in those days, hard drive, which I had. We were talking about Hillary's and flying and all that stuff that I lost.
Mm.
But yeah, there'll be.
Yeah.
Really interesting to see all the shots.
Mate, we've been in touch with a few of your old friends and not so old friends, but people from a few years back, and we thought we'd catch up. Well, one of the sweethearts you've worked with over the years, a wonderful human being, your name is Bobby Wagner, is on the line right
Bobby!
Now. Bobby, good morning.
Hi, Paulie.
Bobby Bits. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
Now, Bobby, tell us for everyone else, how do you and Paulie know each other?
Well, we used to work together back 93 to 2003, I think it was. Yeah, I think I left in about 2003 at Mix. A few parties. We went karaokeing every Friday night after work.
Friday nights used to be a big thing here.
No one used to go and we go karaoke, and we end up having it open an hour early. So we go after the staff party.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd open an hour early and we'd go and sing for an hour. And it was fantastic.
How unreal.
I can't remember what song you sang though, Paul. Was it
Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me?
Oh,
was it?
I would kill to
hear that now.
Your song.
My song.
So some good memories, Bobby.
Yeah, and up in Chucky, we got up there. I was lucky enough to go up lots and lots of times.
You did have a few flies.
Yeah, I did. And we did the old Tom Cruise flyby at Perth Airport one time.
Oh, yes. Yep.
When we used to be able to do, yeah, absolutely. When they didn't charge you $35 to fly down the runway.
So. Oh, was it a bit of a cheeky one, was it? What did you do, Bob?
We went along the runway, hovered above it about an inch above, and you, at that time, if you did touch it, you'd have to pay. So you were cheeky enough and just.
We'd hide the wheel. So we'd fly on the side so the guys in the tower couldn't see, and we'd touch a wheel, and they pretended to do the cash register. Ding! And we'd, no, you can touch.
And Bobby, what's obvious as we talk to more and more people is just how loved this man is. Yeah, a beautiful person.
Yeah, there's not one person that worked at Mix in those days that didn't like Paul. I mean, he'd walk into the station and, you know, straight away the mood would change. Mm. Everyone, you know, was happy. This guy would, you know, come in on a Friday afternoon and just be saying hello to everyone. He knew everyone. Everyone loved him. He's just up Paulie.
Yeah.
Made me cry.
Oh, he's still that dude, Bobby. I mean, you know, for probably the last 3 years, every time Paulie came into work, he'd come in and he'd go, Monday or Friday. And it still made us laugh every time he walked in.
He's like
in,
our morning barometer.
Doing it every day.
The barometer on the mood in the building. And Bobby, it's easy to underestimate how successful Mix has been for a long time. And a big part of that success of this radio station, a lot of people don't realise, is this bloke because he's so down to earth. And
absolutely.
Well,
we started when FM. So KYFM.
A long time ago.
Back in Henderson.
Yeah.
It was 94.5 KYFM then. And then we moved to Rockaby Road.
Yep.
And, you know, the whole time there was not one person or not one listener that didn't love Paul. Yeah. I mean, he's been the rock of the station, I think, for that many years.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sweetheart.
Bobby.
And Bobby, we mentioned on the air yesterday with Ian Blackley that when I first started at Mix, I came upstairs to work with you guys. And Chris Mainwaring had $3,000 in his wallet and lost his wallet in the first day I started in the building. And it was Paul Shepherd, it was Captain Paul and Ian Blackley who saved my butt. Because Mainey's going, who's this new guy? Did he steal my money? Nah. Hey, Bobby, good to catch up and good to reminisce with this bloke who's got a big day tomorrow too. His last day in radio.
Yes, I'll be there.
Oh fantastic, Bobby. Great. Look forward to seeing you.
Hey, Bobby, have a great day. We'll see you in the morning.
Bye.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
Workmates as well, and one of those is our former boss, our former GM, Linda Wayman. Linda, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Linda, where do we get started with your memories of Paulie?
Well, I think in the air.
Ah, yes. Of course. Yes.
Because that is what I remember the most, particularly when Paul used to forget to turn his microphone off after he'd given the traffic report.
Yeah.
And there were quite a few four-letter words and we'd all sit there and just shake our heads. And then he'd go, S-H-I-T, did I actually have my microphone on? Yes, and it's still on, Paul.
Good one.
And I wasn't living in Perth for a lot of this time, but, you know, that I can only imagine that character, and it is a character, you know, Captain Paul up in the air. Mm. You know, so many people in Perth would have memories of that even if they weren't listening.
Yeah. And I think the keyword, well, there's two keywords. One is endearing.
Yes.
He was just very endearing as well, and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. his jokes were authentically lame.
Yep.
His bumbling, sorry, Paul, now and then, was authentic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he was real. You know, he was actually real. And that's what radio's all about, is authenticity. And that's why he connected with people and why people really loved him and found him so endearing.
Mm.
Yeah, we're speaking like he's not here, but he's listening right at this point in time.
Yes.
It's a big day tomorrow. There'll be mixed emotions, of course, tomorrow, yes. Linda, when we're down the beach. And he said yes at every step to promoting what he's going through. And the campaign culminates tomorrow with a whole lot of bums down the beach.
I think that's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
Linda, has Paulie ever been difficult? I mean, we all know he's been a total sweetheart and he is endearing. And you were the boss. Has Paulie ever been a challenge?
So he's very loyal. And a really good person. I think that's when working with people like that is like gold.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he goes above and beyond as a friend. You know, he's one of those people that when you need a hand, he's the first person going, I'm available, you know.
Yep. Mm. You know, what's happening tomorrow down the beach is absolutely goes to the core of what Paul is.
We'll miss him terribly. We know that.
Yeah,
yeah, we've
of course
found the last
will.
Few months It'll, really difficult yeah. without
30
him.
30 years and 2 days, it makes. Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and it's extraordinary. It really is extraordinary. It's a fabulous achievement, and it's been done organically, I guess. I don't like that word. It's a bit of a buzzword, but it has. You know, he's just developed and over time and as I said, that some of the mistakes he used to make on air sounded unprofessional, but they weren't really. They were just endearing. It was part of him.
Oh, him falling asleep at the wheel was always hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I'm just having a load.
Just not for his passengers.
Or when the traffic's on.
You know, bringing his dog in to work, people would say to me, how come you've got a dog in the studio? I said, well, because she belongs here.
Yes.
You know, this is... She's part of us.
Captain Paul.
Yeah.
She's part of it. So, very devoted to his dog and dogs over the years.
Yeah.
And they loved him. And, you know, we loved having that too. That was also part of the culture.
And have that conversation. Come on, Booby. It's time to go. And we didn't want to do this without chatting to you, Linda. So thanks for dropping in.
Thank you. Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Free breakfast. She's a really good newsreader, but here's what Jen King missed. Guys, hordes of angry parents have taken to social media.
Oh, no.
What do you think it's about?
Some kind of outrage. Something to do with something online, maybe?
Oh, well, I mean, it could be, I don't know, the planet in crisis, perhaps?
Oh, no, it takes much less to outrage people these days.
Yeah, our falling rankings in school, you know, lists.
Oh, maybe teachers aren't babysitting the kids well enough?
It's worse than that.
What do you got?
Cadbury Advent calendars, right? You know the ones.
Yeah,
you start on December the 1st. Open on
very cute.
Usually you open them, and there's something behind them. Mm. And being Cadbury's, there should be a chocolate behind
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Yep.
There's no bloody chocolate.
No chocolate.
Would be nice.
Oh, children are crying. Families are splitting up.
Was this a giant mistake?
Well. You would think so, yes.
Yeah.
Like the machine. Because, of course, 8 people used to have that job.
Yeah,
but now there's a robot that does that.
Yeah, true.
And the bloody robot has failed to put a chocolate in the little spot before it was covered over by Alfoy.
It was a software malfunction, I reckon.
Whoever the Chinese robot is who's done this, there's going to be words.
Tell you what, though, they've really missed a marketing trick there, haven't they? Because they could say this is for the naughty kids.
Yes.
This is the naughty kids advent calendar, and then every day your disappointed child goes there with eagerness and opens it up and goes, oh, I'm
going to be better.
Been bad again.
Could it be about weight loss? You know, like this is the healthy one.
See, I love you two because you're both sort of glass half full.
Mm.
That's what these parents, rather than going, oh, my kid's crying. Mm. Oh, God, don't tell me life could be a bit of disappointment.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, they don't want to learn that lesson.
Glass half full was a half a glass of full cream dairy milk.
What are you, Professor Julius Summer?
Oh, the energy is back.
It's back. Yeah, come on. You know, go with it.
Try and make it work.
I'm stuck on Chinese, but don't they say there's the Chinese word for crisis is opportunity?
Yeah. Well, you got to see
kids crying is no chocolate. Bang, turn it around.
You know what it is? Parents who like to steal those chockies are upset.
Yeah, God,
it's empty behind the window.
I would be just as disappointed as any kid out there. I mean, that's the whole point. An advent calendar, there's no other time of the year that mum and dad go, it's okay for you to have chocolate for breakfast.
Yes.
It's never okay until the month of
Easter.
December.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So I'd be super disappointed myself.
Okay.
Lucky I'm always on the nice list.
Hey, you are on the nice list.
Tommy, our producer, said he used to open them up and try and seal it up again, even though it was perforations.
Yes.
Yeah, or you move them from the end of the month, like a Ponzi scheme.
It's funny, I do that with his mail.
Clearsy, Matt and Kimber. Whatever ills you have, there's something for the pain from Bon Jovi. It's Clearsy, Matt and Kimber this morning.
Yeah, it could be something as simple as a piece of shortbread.
It may be something like that.
That I can't see that I've got a piece of yet. But anyway, I'm sure something will happen.
Now, Kimber's hogging it. She's even got Tom, our producer's piece. What's going on there? Hey, guys, speaking of delicious treats.
Yes.
We saw an amazing cake yesterday from our friends Lynn and Jared, who came in from mydeliciouscakes.com.au.
Oh, it was great.
This was the pair of jeans slightly coming down the bottom.
Bum crack?
Yeah, they've made a cake of someone bearing their bum.
Yeah, wonderful cake. I was slightly distracted at the time because I had hot wax on
you
my
did.
Bottom, but yeah. I've seen it since. Well, what a beautiful cake.
It's bum week on the show, pretty
it
much,
is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's all about bearing your bum for bowel cancer, and they had it all beautifully done with the Mix logo on there, the edible logo, and photos of Captain Paul and all of us in the team.
And we didn't ask for any of that.
No.
They've made that off their own backs and wanted to bring it in because they are touched by it in their family. They're dealing with bowel cancer in their family.
Yeah, Jared's going through his own battle and all the rest of it, and he didn't want to talk on the radio, but Lynn jumped on and was lovely, and it was really nice to meet them. Yeah, you see people going through tough times and people really step up.
Yeah.
That was these two.
And still just such beautiful smiles. And it was wonderful to see. And we're looking forward to showing Paul that cake when he comes in.
He's in today.
Yeah.
He's on his way.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to catching up with Paulie.
Excellent.
6:27 with Clearsy, Matt and Kimber. And of course, we gave the guys a little prize. A Weber Jumbo Joe portable kettle, which was really cool.
Well, enjoy that, Jared and Lynn. Have some lovely barbecues and think of us. Clearsy, Matt
and Kimber. So what's going on with you, bad dog mama?
Oh, I'm a bad parent. Guys, yesterday I took McGruff, my fluffy Pomeranian, to the groomer. And I have always liked I've never had a fluffy dog before. I've had Jack Russells and Kelpies and stuff like that. So when I got this dog, I was like, I kind of love the idea that he's a bit like a cushion.
Yes.
You know, he's got lots of hair. He's really soft and fluffy. And I really love that look about him. I like to keep a big lion mane. And so I see all the other dogs down the park that are like quite groomed and, cut quite short. And I like to keep him fluffy.
Yeah.
But I decided.
He must love that in summer.
Well, this is it. Yeah. He still gets a haircut and he still gets groomed, but I just don't take him back as far as everybody else does.
Okay.
He must look really funny when he's wet.
Yeah. He looks like a completely different breed. It's really weird. And so yesterday I was like, he needs to go for a cut. He had gotten exceptionally furry.
Okay.
And my groomer had been very busy, so he'd been a few extra weeks on there.
Okay.
He looks a bit like baby Chewbacca, doesn't he?
He does. Mm. And I thought, well, why don't I weigh him before I go, just out of curiosity, because recently the vet has mentioned to me they thought he was weighing a bit much.
Are you fat shaming him?
Well, I'm not, because I think the vet was. And I was saying, well, don't fat. And she goes, well, he's not actually fat, but he just weighs a bit much. And
he's just big bald.
Same thing, isn't it?
He's just carrying a bit of fluid.
Got extra muscle?
And I'm like, well, he is very muscly. And I thought, oh, okay. So I thought, I'll just weigh him out of interest to see how much a haircut would buy him back in, you know.
Yeah.
So we went there, got a haircut. Now, I didn't bring him back to like super short, but he got a decent cut.
Okay.
Right. Decent cut. Bring him home and weigh him. He's 1.3 kilos lighter.
You're joking.
From the hair.
3 kilos of hair.
He's been dragging that weight around.
I am the worst mother in the world. I've been letting him. It's basically like those dudes you see training when they go running down the street and they carry those heavy backpacks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to do an ACL.
He will.
Yeah.
Poor McGrath.
I am the worst parent. I was like, I promise I'll bring him back more regularly. I was looking at him going, I'm so sorry, dude. This whole time I was thinking how cool he looked and everyone loves his fluffy coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been basically making life a lot harder for him.
Okay, that's one way of doing it. Or you could keep letting him grow the hair and just start giving him steroids. And he could just become like a monster.
Is it an answer?
Don't play that horrible dog noise. It's the saddest dog. I hate that sound.
Or, all else failing, I've got some tramadol left from Florence's operation.
You got some over?
Yeah, some. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I'll get him cut more regularly,
I promise. We thought you were going to say you've got a grabbable gruff. There you go.
1.3 kilos.
That's Kimber. A lot of hair.
Isn't it?
Terrible, yeah. Kimber.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
Dr. Chris Brown, Julia Morris, we got you. Good morning.
Oh, my God, we're celebrities. We're just trying to get in there.
So bizarre. How are you guys?
If you've seen Julia's legs in action during the promo, you know they're powerful. So she is pedaling at the moment to keep your signal flowing.
Absolutely.
Well, just a little trade secret. Julia's wearing sunglasses this morning, right? Is that correct?
I know. Well, you know what? That's because I've left my prescription glasses in the car, so I look like an absolute knucklehead.
No, you probably look more rock and roll than that sounds.
And in a sequin top, too. There's a lot going on here.
Daytime sequin. It's Christmas time, or it's holidays time, or it's non-denominational time.
You look like Anne Wintour.
Yeah, very much so.
Now, Dr. Chris, Julia, we know you've got some new celebrities going in. Miguel the chef is, of course, going to be in there, and a few other descriptions are coming out. What's the basic criteria that celebrities need to pass? Does it just need to be a basic fitness test that they won't die on set?
They've got to be interesting.
Yep.
They've got to be free of communicable diseases. You've got to have a story to tell, don't you?
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, I think basically you've got to be ready, willing, and able.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Was Miguel a bit sort of miffed that he was the only one that everyone knew about? Like, you know, we've got to keep everyone a surprise, Miguel, but you're in.
Miguel is thrilled that he's the only one everyone knows about, because no one loves the vibe and being able to talk up his potential jungle experience more. He calls me 5 times a day to get advice on what his one luxury item.
Oh, really?
I bought him as a birthday gift the other day. He turned 40 the other day. I bought him a pocket knife for the jungle, and then realized that potentially people may use it to cut out his vocal cords after about 24 hours. But he's so excited, and he's going to be so great for that camp, just because he's so full of life and love. Yeah. And people don't really know him, though, and people certainly don't understand him. So I think once we get through that initial learning to understand and speak Miguel fluently, it's going to be great.
And we know you only revealed him because he's rubbish at keeping a secret. Like, he would not have been able to keep this to everybody.
Absolutely the worst.
Poor Miguel.
Hey, guys, we've been looking through the list.
He's going to be coming up a storm, though.
Oh Biddy will. Yeah, they'll love him, especially when the challenges haven't gone well and there's little food. He'll come up with something.
This thing with lumber balls.
We give them rice and beans. Now, in Spain, the national dish is paella, which is rice. Ooh. And in his region, it also has beans. So
beautiful.
They're getting paella every single night.
Yeah, he'll do it 47 different ways.
The
I love
he's
it.
He's got his finger on the pulse.
Guys, we're looking through the list of potential people in there. It says TV megastar. It says a blonde bombshell. But I take it the footy legend won't be Israel Folau.
Well, you never know. Now that he's free and clear of his court dates, you never know if he's ready for Le Jong.
He said other people might be going to hell, but maybe he's going to hell in the form of a jungle experience. You never know.
Oh, see, I don't know anything about footy, but I'm going out on a limb and I'm saying this is going to be Warwick Kappa. I reckon the Kappa's going in.
Imagine the Cap. How amazing would he be?
The Wiz, I think, is rumoured every single year and must just sit at the post box waiting for his visa.
Well, you know, years ago,
when Warwick goes into the jungle. The other thing that we tend to forget about Warwick is that he is one of our country's, you know, more gifted footballers after all those years.
He was
a startling and star player. And, of course, he's become so much good fun over the years since he's retired from playing. So he, I reckon, would be in a brilliant addition to the jungle.
Oh, and a leading academic.
On every level, mate.
Yeah.
Start forward, straight ahead.
Yeah, when that hit single came out, Rippin' Undies.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Was that when you were still married to
Joanne? I think you're right. Imagine how much I'd be on Instagram if it was today. Their lifestyle. Hey, you two. Hey, have a Merry Christmas to you two, and great to catch up, and we're looking forward to the show starting Sunday, January 5. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Good to get you in here, guys.
Love you guys. Thank you for your support.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And our mates involved in the show at Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, yes. Gee, they've got some lovely fragrances today. Jimmy Choo, man, 100 mils for $59.99.
Jimmy Choo knows a thing or two.
Jimmy Choo knows everything. And Bulgari, Aqua Pur Oum, 100 mils for $69.99.
Oh, that French was so good.
No, I had a picnic last week. Kimber made some oum. It was really nice. Delicious, thanks.
Thank you, Chemist Warehouse, for jumping on board. Great savings every day.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, I don't talk a lot about my twin brother, Nathan, out there in Beckenham.
No.
But he is the biggest Samantha Jade fan on the planet.
He's got so many posters.
So I made his Christmas by organising Samantha Jade to go over to Gravity Street and say hello.
Nice.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's Nathan here. I can't believe I got Samantha Jade to come to Beckenham for Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
That's good because I'm broke.
There is just one thing I need.
I got you a block of Emu Bitter.
I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
I've already gone through them, there's nothing there.
I just want you for my own.
That's nice.
Make my wish come true. Oh. All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, and a scratchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a scratchy.
Or two.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing. Underneath the Christmas tree,
right.
I don't need to hang my stocking upon the fireplace.
That could actually be a bit of a fire hazard, don't you reckon?
With a toy on Christmas Day, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Singing. Isn't it nice,
you
eh?
You should go on the X Factor.
I've had a couple of bourbons, so I feel more relaxed. That's good, because I ain't got no money, but Dolly didn't come any time.
I just want to keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe.
Can I have a kiss?
Maybe
later.
Okay. Now that clicking noise is actually a break and enter. It's not the reindeer.
What more can I do? Oh baby, all I want for Christmas is you. All the lights are shining.
Yeah, now that's the cops.
Oh, you better duck.
I don't know what they want. They've got a hold of me happy gas again. Get out of there, you mongrels.
I hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me the one I really need? Please bring my baby to me. I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door.
Yeah, because that's because you locked me out.
My wish?
No, what is it?
It's not you.
Oh. That's fair enough. I'm just glad you came.
Listen, I gotta go.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, the number 9 bus leaves near the shops.
Do you have some money for a ticket? Oh, no, you don't.
I'm sorry, I'm out, eh?
Okay.
You want to smoke?
I'm good. I don't smoke.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, you keep that pack.
All right, Merry Christmas, Samantha Jade.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Can you get off me now, my leg?
Oh, sorry.
Get off my leg. Okay, bye.
Bye. Isn't she lovely? What a nice lady.
And what a good sport Samantha Jade is.
Absolutely.
Oh, mate.
That's great.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's just gone 8:43.
God, Samantha Jade owns that song,
oh,
doesn't
she's
she?
Awesome.
Far out. What a singer.
All the lights are shining. Oh, that's just the cops.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Bum,
bum, bum. Mix 94.5's Bare Your Bum for Bowel Cancer.
Go on, give it a crack. Bum, bum,
bum. What a massive day. I was going to say massive bum. What a massive day it's going to be as we say goodbye to the career of one Captain Paul.
Yeah,
as far as
radio
is concerned.
Final preparations for tomorrow. We are going to be down at Swanbourne Beach and we're having a beautiful breakfast at the Shore House.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of people joining us to bare our bums for a beautiful photo to raise awareness for bowel cancer. And we must say, you would have received your invites by now if you did register.
Yeah.
It wasn't a guaranteed position,
no.
So you did have to get a follow-up email. So don't just rock up on the day.
No.
Hey, Matt, yeah. Our mate's looking a bit mushy over here. I know he's tired as well.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it's got to this point.
It's really starting to hit me
down. Yeah.
Well, we've got some special guests in a roll-up on the day tomorrow to bear their bums for bowel cancer, which is brilliant. And one birthday boy today, Adrian Barrett. Happy birthday, mate.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Paulie.
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, one of the best blokes on radio. We're going to miss you, mate. That's going to be the saddest part about it, but it's great that you've inspired this opportunity, and I've been walking around the shops and people have been talking to me like some little naughty secret that I'm doing on Friday and giving me the wink, you know. Yeah, okay, Barry, good luck, mate. And I'm going to dob in one of my mates here, Lockie Reed.
Yeah.
He's real concerned.
Yeah.
He's worried because he thinks his butt may not live up to expectation. he's been ringing around for one of those thigh masters. You know those ones you squeeze your legs?
Yeah.
Apparently Tim Gossage had a pink one and he's borrowed that.
So, got hold of that one.
I think we've all left it a little bit late to worry about getting our bums in shape.
That's exactly what I said, Kimber. I said, let's just go with it, mate. Be proud. Just put it out there and do the right thing by the great man, Paulie.
You betcha. Good on you, mate. See you tomorrow.
Hey, have a great birthday, right. Barra. Good to talk to you. We'll use that audio back later. Yeah, apparently Tim Gossage had a pink one.
Oh, that is.
Lockie Reed. We've just been talking about you, mate. Your ears burning?
Oh, they certainly are. We'll certainly know when Barra arrives when his big butt comes out. Hey, I've been working out, Captain Paul, just for you. I've done 1,545 Ks in the last 2 weeks. The only problem is, unfortunately, I went and tried to get my bum waxed, but we're out of wax because someone called Matt has used it all up. What is going on?
Sorry, Lockie.
Anyway, hopefully we'll get a bit of a nair or a wax tonight just to make it real special.
Oh, Lockie, good on you. We are looking forward to seeing you. It's great to have your support again.
Yeah,
good on you, guys. Good on you, Captain Paul. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes, likewise. It'll be fun.
Thanks, Lockie. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll get a handful of nair down there.
Someone else who's pretending they need to get their bum in shape, but we all know is perfectly in shape. Damien Martin.
Hello.
J-Ro.
How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm great, Captain Paul. Some things can't be unseen. I just hope I'm not standing behind Lockie Reed.
Or in front of.
Wearing a push-up undies for last month.
I don't want to be standing next to your butt either because it's going to be looking pretty special.
Oh, it'll be glorious.
Sportsman's bum.
Yeah, sportsman, yeah.
And Captain, just personally, I've known you for about 10 or 11 years now. Absolutely love you. Going to miss hearing you on the radio. And I think in such a horrible time during your life, to be able to do something so creative, so inspirational, so beautiful, the least we can do is get our bums out. But you're an absolute legend. And I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Damo. Look forward to catching up with you too.
We'll see you then,
see
Damo.
You the page,
see you guys.
See you, but Damien Martin, Lockie Reed, Adrian Barrich, and a whole host of others going to rock up and bear their bums for bowel cancer tomorrow. Looking forward to it. And we will see you down the beach tomorrow, mate.
You certainly will.
And the Shore House as well. We're looking forward to a bit of a brekkie.
It's going to be all right, mate. I can see you getting emotional.
Sad.
Don't start us off, whatever you do.
Once one of
us cries.
Yeah.
Now you've got this Clarzy, Matt and Kimber catch-up. Get great savings at Chemist Warehouse.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Join them weekday mornings from 6.